Welcome to Press This, the WordPress community podcast featuring exclusive content and interviews with leaders in the WordPress community, covering everything from development to integrating your digital marketing strategy with WordPress. Join host David Vogelpohl of WP Engine and special guests from across the community as they keep you up to speed on the latest advancements in WordPress. Let's get started.
Hello, everyone, and welcome to Press This, the WordPress community podcast on Webmaster Radio. This is your host, David Vogelpohl, and I support the WordPress community through my role at WP Engine, and I love to bring the best of the community to you here every week on Press This. As a reminder, you can subscribe on iTunes, iHeartRadio, or Spotify, and as always, you can download the latest episodes at webmasterradio.fm. In this episode of Press This, we're going to be covering news from around the WordPress community as part of our Word Around the Campfire series here on Press This. And this is actually going to be our first Word Around the Campfire episode of 2019. We had a bunch of awesome guests we wanted to get on the show. And so a lot's been happening. We're going to cover some of the more recent news items. So if you're not don't have the time to keep up with all the different blogs and Twitter feeds and everything else, kind of revealing new updates in the WordPress ecosystem, this is going to be a great episode for you. And joining me today for this episode, going back to the show, of Torque Magazine, one of the, if not the largest WordPress publication in the world, Mr. Doc Popular. Doc, welcome back to Press This.
Thanks so much, David.
So Popular, I'm guessing, isn't your, and I know it's not your true last name, but is there like a clan of Populars out there that you that you're that you come from? Is that your ilk?
The Popular Club. We're popular where we're from. No, you know, I went to Popular School. I got my PhD in popularity, hence Dr. Popular.
All right. Keeping it super serious here on Press This, but thanks for that intro, Doc. And, you know, again, for those of you that don't know, Torque Mag is a publication, digital publication covering WordPress news. And so Doc has his kind of tentacles and all the different WordPressy news kind of things. And so I wanted to have him join us here, as he usually does, to help us understand kind of what's going on in the community and beyond. And Doc, as we were preparing for this episode, you added something to our kind of like a list of news items we might cover, and it was kind of new and interesting to me. Actually, I had not heard of this, but we have some kind of somewhat big WordCamp news, at least in terms of maybe what's being proposed, but maybe you could fill us in on what's going on in the WordCamp space.
Yeah, absolutely. Basically, there's a proposal for WordCamp Asia for 2020, and it's proposed to be in Bangkok. And why this is actually a big deal is there's not very many countries or regions that are allowed to have WordCamps. A couple of years ago, the WordCamp Central organizers decided that they wanted to put emphasis on cities. So there was things like WordCamp Netherlands that was disbanded and you know, told to kind of just be city-based. So there's only very few countries that have, or regions that have a WordCamp. And actually, side note about WordCamp Netherlands, it sounds like after being disbanded in the 2017, they were able to get reinstated for 2018. So it's like WordCamp Europe, WordCamp US, WordCamp Netherlands, and now possibly WordCamp Asia, which is obviously huge. As a matter of fact, some people were saying this almost sounds more like WordCamp Southeast Asia rather than, you know, the whole of Asia. And that might actually be a good point that WordCamp Central comes back with is, you know, you need to rename this or focus this a little more because it's not necessarily like China and Japan. It's definitely a different region at the moment.
Yeah, so Asia is obviously a pretty big place, right? Lots of segments and little backstory there. Why would they disband WordCamp Netherlands and then reband it and so on and so forth? There was a set of rules basically saying that cities had WordCamps and regions didn't. But there were some cities or regions or countries where it didn't make a lot of sense, right? The Netherlands isn't a super huge place with a super huge population. And so sometimes the organizers in those local markets would prefer to have perhaps a country or region-focused WordCamp. And so the you know, kind of organizers of the WordCamps have started to kind of be more flexible in those rules. And of course, we had WordCamp Europe and WordCamp US. WordCamp Asia actually makes all the sense in the world, maybe even a WordCamp Africa one day. But super exciting stuff, and hopefully we'll see that come about in 2020. So that was a good update on that part, Doc. Another thing, you know, for those of you here in the U.S., you're probably inundated with March Madness stuff, basketball and Final Fours and whatnot. Super exciting time there for a lot of teams, but it's also another time of year for another type of madness. Doc, tell us about Plugin Madness.
Yeah, so Plugin Madness is our annual WordPress plugin competition. It's a bracket style competition. We have readers submit their nominations. We kind of weed that down to 64, and then we pit them against each other. In the beginning, it's kind of like the marketing and the maintenance and the SEO optimization. They're all kind of going against each other, but now we're in the semifinal round. So we have four plugins left, the top of each of those categories. And this is our fourth Plugin Madness competition. Events calendar and advanced custom fields are in one bracket. And that's interesting because advanced custom fields won our first ever Plugin Madness. And then in the other bracket, it's Elementor Page Builder and Smush, which is WPMU Dev's image compression suite. And that actually won the last 2 years. So there's a chance that we will have ACF versus Smush. And those will be two, you know, previous winners going head to head. But yeah, right now we are in the semifinals and everything's really close. Next week we will have that final round. And then we'll have a winner. And we will know once and for all, David, who is the best plugin. Quantifiably, what plugin is the best?
I'm going to hold you to that promise, Doc. The Battle of the Titans, it sounds like. And if you'd like to, you know, vote, you can go to torquemag.io, check out all the content there and opportunities to vote for your favorite plugin or support your favorite plugin development team. And then if you follow Torque on a regular basis, you can also watch next year for your opportunity to submit plugins, possibly to compete in Plugin Madness. So definitely check, keep an eye on that. And again, support your favorite plugins or teams. Speaking of WordCamps, you know, we covered a little bit about WordCamp Asia earlier, but of course, WordCamp EU is kind of coming up as well here in June. Looking forward to that here in Berlin. And I know you all at Torque, Doc, have some kind of interesting plans for keeping people in the loop. So could you tell me a little bit about how you plan to keep people in the loop on WordCamp Europe?
Well, you know, I'm lucky enough to go to WordCamp Europe each year, and I'm super excited to go to Berlin and shoot hopefully around 20 video interviews with speakers there. But on top of that, the WordCamp Europe crews this year and last year have always been really great about working with us in advance to help spread the word of what they're doing. Milan, who is one of the top organizers of WordCamp Europe, he has been sharing these video updates with us on our weekly news drop. Videos. So you can see those on YouTube, Doc Pop's News Drop. They're all WordPress news. This week, he announced that the full schedule has been announced. They were going to have Matt Mullenweg as the keynote speaker. They're going to have three tracks going and three workshops going at the same time. So that's pretty cool. And they actually had 453 talks submitted this year. So they've weeded those down. They've announced who's actually going to talk. I haven't had a chance to pick out my schedule yet for who I'm going to see, but I think I have a couple months. It's going to be June 20th to the 22nd. So I've got some time to plan that. Are you going to be able to make it this year, David?
Of course. Yeah, I'll be there in Berlin. Super excited for that. Hopefully I can tear myself away from LobbyCon to go attend all these awesome sessions. It's always such a competition for time, but the quality of the content at WordCamps is so stellar. I think it's in your interest to tear yourself away from those conversations and go dig into some juicy sessions with some interesting ideas and approaches for solving problems. But yeah, I'm super excited about WordCamp Europe there in Berlin. Should be a really, really good time. The German WordPress community is super strong. A lot of powerful players there, really supportive of others. So I'm really kind of looking forward to seeing, you know, it's interesting when you go to one of these big WordCamps like WordCamp Europe or WordCamp US, it's always in some, you know, large city, but you also get to see a reflection of that city in the WordCamp. So it's not just the national or geographical WordCamp, but also as a reflection of that local city. So I think that's pretty cool. And I'm actually really looking forward to that. I think I have like a little WordCamp advent calendar. I'm just marking the days off until June where I can get out there and check it out. So it should be a good time. We have a lot more to cover, lots going on, but we're going to take a quick break and we'll be right back.
Time to plug into a commercial break. Stay tuned for more Press This in just a moment.
What if you had access to analytics from the most visited sites on the web? Think about real-time sales and signups from Amazon and Netflix, stats and engagement from Slack and HubSpot, all on one patented platform. That's Nacho Analytics. Nacho is perfect for details on your product design and development, instant for influencer info, and fantastic for real-time financial figures. Level the playing field today for your business with Nacho. What are you doing?
All this Nacho talk got me hungry.
Level the playing field today for your business with NachoAnalytics.com. Seriously?
Do you look at the task of ranking your site at the top of the search engines like you would climbing the top of Mount Everest? It doesn't have to be. TopSEOs.com knows how hard that climb can be, and they can make top ranking a reality. Top SEOs send you to only the right search vendors and agencies that they know will work for you. Since 2002, TopSEOs.com has reviewed and researched the best search engine marketing agencies and solutions providers. Don't risk the cost of falling off the proverbial peak of search rankings. Let Top SEOs give you peace of mind. TopSEOs.com, the independent authority on search vendors.
Let's press forward with more Press This, only on WebmasterRadio.fm.
Well, everyone, welcome back to Press This, the WordPress community podcast on Webmaster Radio. This is your host, David Vogelpohl, and we are in the middle of our Word Around the Campfire episode covering news from around the WordPress community. Right before the break, we were talking about WordCamp EU, all kinds of cool stuff going on at Torque around keeping people up to date with release schedules and calendars and agendas and things like that. So really nifty way to keep up with what's going on. Of course, you can also check out the WordCamp EU website for those very same things. But now I wanted to take this kind of middle segment of the show to really kind of talk about updates in the community and ecosystem in general. For those of you paying attention, Jetpack had released some features over the last couple of weeks that were kind of changing some of the views inside the plugin area. There was some community feedback for that that was less than positive. Jetpack kind of did an evaluation, came back out, rolled back some of those features to be more palatable for the community. I thought that was pro move by them, really, to listen to that feedback. If you looked at what they did and kind of their intentions, it was all great. But I think the sentiment that they heard back was less than great. And so it was really encouraging to see them respond to that and take some community positive steps to making sure they were delivering experiences that, you know, the WordPress ecosystem in general found palatable. So if you see that out there, that's kind of the TLDR on that. WP Tavern's been really good at covering that story. So you can go over there and check out some of those articles. But that was one event kind of that's gone down in the last couple of weeks if you've been paying attention. And then relative to WordPress core itself, 5.2 is actually about to release, and super duper exciting stuff going on there. Kind of as a caveat, one of the things that's been released recently is kind of basically a local environment, local playground for Gutenberg. So you can try out Gutenberg blocks outside of the WordPress context, which is kind of cool. Super nerd developer kind of thing. If you're a site builder or assembler, maybe you may not be the best fit for you. But relative to 5.2, WordPress 5.2, the next release, lots and lots of cool things going on that I think you really need to be paying attention to. The first big thing is something called Site Health Check, but basically it's a feature or set of features within site of WordPress that will give site owners insights into aspects of their WordPress version or installation, which could be improved. So where are you at in terms of your software versioning? Where are you at in terms of, you know, the health and performance of things like themes and plugins? These are all things that will be exposed in the Site Health Check features available in WordPress Core. How will this change WordPress? TBD, right? A lot more webmasters are going to get a lot more insights into how they're going to make their sites better, which I think is fantastic. Things people didn't know about before, didn't know they should be paying attention to, will now come front and center for a lot of webmasters. And I think this is going to be a really powerful force in helping people optimize their WordPress deployments beyond just kind of vanilla installing it and throwing in a bunch of plugins. So I think from my perspective, overall from the ecosystem, super, super powerful. And we've already seen other plugins, platforms, thinking of ways that they can tie into these site health check features to augment them, make them more informative, and leverage those checks and leverage those views to deliver even more valuable to the customers that might happen to be using their technologies. So I think I expect to see personally a ton from there, not just in the feature itself, but also how other products and platforms in the ecosystem leverage those features to help deliver a better experience for WordPress customers, or WordPress users, should I say. Doc, have you seen the hubbub on this on Torque? I mean, I'm assuming you guys have covered it and things like that, but is it a hot topic there at Torque?
It hasn't been ever since Gutenberg came out. They've been rolling out these like kind of steady improvements to make everything more reliable. But the actual like community conversation, it seems, has been just, heads down. No one's disagreeing with it, but it's not a controversial topic. So they're talking about it very little. You know, like these small improvements are great, but it's not like some major new feature that has everyone, you know,
yeah, it's really interesting to hear that there's not a ton of buzz, at least that you're hearing. And it's interesting to think about that because, you know, obviously when it becomes released in 5.2, the site health check features or views or whatever, then it's going to be in front of a lot of people's faces. And so the impact of that, I don't think we fully appreciate yet in terms of the impact to the community, but also the impact to how people are going to be talking about it. And that's interesting, again, to hear that there's not a ton of buzz that you're seeing right now. Perhaps it's because everyone working in WordPress core already has their own ways of monitoring the health of their websites and how they might work to improve them. And so thinking about the site health check features maybe is outside of how they might normally look at that. But I personally think it's going to have a big impact. And again, I think it's a very positive direction. And you're going to see that in a few different features here in the 5.2 release that I think is kind of testament to WordPress as a community, WordPress as an open source project, helping to up-level the community and have them deliver better websites and better experiences for the admins and the visitors that use those sites.
I think what you're saying is actually a good point. The people who will benefit the most from this probably aren't the folks who are on Twitter talking about WordPress all the time.
So WordPress Core in particular, right? If you're if you're a core developer, you're a pretty advanced developer, and so you're not using the site health check per se as a tool, but for everyone, for tons and tons of people in the ecosystem, again, super helpful feature. In that same vein, so kind of up-leveling the WordPress community, helping them build better sites, another, I wouldn't say controversial, but maybe pseudo-controversial topic is WordPress increasing the minimum PHP supported version to version 5.6.2. And now the reason why this might be controversial in a sense, and I think it depends on who you talk to, developers love it, right? Certainly product developers, thinking about making sure that the version of PHP that WordPress sites are running is hopefully on the 7 branch, which is the fastest branch of PHP, and also the patched branch. Branches before 7.1 have been deprecated, maybe even 7.2 now. But the gist is that if you're running 5.6 or older, and there are vulnerabilities discovered in those versions of PHP, they are not being patched. And so in addition to helping product developers, like people that make plugins and themes, help leverage the new capabilities and the new branches of PHP, there's also security concerns. And so people that don't want to leave their site alone and never change anything, of course, might not like this, but ultimately it's in their best interest. And so, you know, as we see this roll out, we're going to see it impact people and them, you know, have to deal with getting on more modern versions of PHP. But the output of that is going to be that the products they use are better and easier to use, that the performance of their site will be much better, especially going from the 5 branch of PHP to the 7 branch of PHP. And then, of course, they also get the security benefits of actually having patched versions of PHP running on their WordPress. And so this news came, I remember when Matt, I don't know if it was the official announcement, but when he referenced it at State of the Word at WordCamp US, I mean, the entire auditorium started clapping and it just round and round, huge adulations over this. So obviously it's not as cool as like a new block builder or anything like that. But there's a lot of fans of this change in the WordPress ecosystem.
It's funny what got claps and what didn't. at that particular announcement. And yeah, I do remember it was a tough crowd that day, but the 5.6 announcement was kind of a big deal. And I think just checking, it looks like Microsoft stopped supporting 5.6 as well, or 5.5 and earlier as well. So this is a pretty common thing for people to kind of stop supporting that. It seems like pretty much.
Sure, of course. The security patching, of course, is ultimately what drives that. I mean, here at WP Engine, we're winding down support for unsupported versions of PHP on our platform, things like that. A lot of responsible platforms are doing the same. And so you're going to see this, of course, across the board. But again, to see WordPress core also kind of help keep nudging that along. Obviously, you want to be on the 7.3 branch, I think, right now. But the point is, you definitely want to get out of that 5 branch as soon as you can. So then, positive thing for the community, from my view. Another key area with this release that's also helping to up-level kind of the quality of kind of the whole WordPress ecosystem. Again, probably not the sexiest topic, but better fatal error protection handling, basically avoiding what's called the white screen of death. This typically will happen when people are updating sites, and it will introduce errors that will make the site completely unusable. It's very hard to fix when you have a white screen of death. It is the scourge of developers and platforms all around the world. And again, lots and lots of applause for this being in the next version 5.2 of WordPress. So we're going to take a quick break for a second. When we come back, I want to talk a little bit more about 5.2 and some other things going on in the WordPress ecosystem. So hang tight and we'll be right back.
Time to plug into a commercial break. Stay tuned for more Press This in just a moment.
All right, guys. I want you to come up with an ad for a patented platform that lets you see any company's analytics accounts. I'm talking Amazon, Tesla, Netflix, etc. You know, see their sales and stats in real time. It's called Nacho Analytics. Tim?
Nacho, regular analytics company.
Charlotte?
You can tap into analytics of major companies that don't want you to know how they're performing.
Right. And you can also check the traffic and engagement for any influencer on any platform across all platforms. Tim?
Okay, let us help you grow your business.
Bailey?
So it helps you jump ahead in the concept and development stages so you can build your product better and ahead of schedule.
Absolutely. Nacho Analytics lets you see anyone's analytics in real time. Tim?
You'll be wondering, where has this company been my whole life?
Tim!
Sorry.
Sales, subscribers, and stats all in one place, and the data is totally anonymous.
Holy guacamole, that's good stuff. Now you have me making puns.
Let Nacho Analytics level the playing field. What would you do when you can lift the curtain on the internet? NachoAnalytics.com.
There are over 70 million active podcast listeners in the U.S. Webmasterradio.fm reaches them all with the largest global distribution of any online business-to-business podcast network. We can target and place your message in front of those active listeners immediately. Now, your message can be delivered with less commitment and investment on over 20 hours of weekly original content
hosted by the most respected names in digital marketing.
Thanks to an exclusive private offer available for a very limited number of companies. But you must act fast. Email brasco@wmr.fm and get your message delivered now.
Celebrating the best in online advertising, the Web Marketing Association presents the 2018 Internet Advertising Competition Awards. Submit your banner ads, email ads, rich media, online newsletters, websites, and social media campaigns now by going to www.iacaward.org. Deadline for entries is January 31st, 2019. All winners will have their entry highlighted on the Internet Advertising Competition website, as well as receive a handsome trophy to display or a personalized certificate of achievement. Be honored among your online advertising peers by submitting your entry into the Web Marketing Association's 2018 Internet Advertising Competition Awards. Go to www.iacaward.org now.
Let's press forward with more Press This, only on webmasterradio.fm.
Hello, everyone. Welcome back to Press This, the WordPress community podcast on Webmaster Radio. This is your host, David Vogelpohl, and this is our Word Around the Campfire episode covering news from around the WordPress ecosystem. Right before the break, we are covering different features and kind of elements to the new 5.2 WordPress release. And the last thing I wanted to add to that is, you know, we talked all about PHP, site health check, fatal error protection, but we still have the block editor. And notice I didn't say the word Gutenberg. This is another thing the ecosystem is going through. It's the WordPress block editor. Gutenberg was the code name for the release. So we're trying to change our vernacular a little bit as an ecosystem. But in addition to building on the block editing features that were introduced in previous versions of WordPress, one of the key areas that 5.2 is focused on is better block management, being able to manage all of those blocks, keep them organized, and use them more efficiently. If you go to WordPress.org, you can check out the release notes on 5.2 that go into detail on what all these features do. But it's really encouraging to see the team, you know, continue with that block editor experience, continue making it better, easier to use. Super duper exciting, again, to see that in 5.2. So moving on from WordPress releases, there is another bit of kind of plug-in news in the ecosystem. Doc, did you catch wind of the Pipdig controversy?
Yeah, absolutely. You know, the guys over at WordFence, I think, really broke that story. And they tell such fascinating stories. It's like a crime drama. When they dive into something, they'll find Facebook photos of the developer riding around in a Mercedes or something. they really make these stories interesting.
And it was such an interesting outcome, but kind of the long and short of it, there was actually a couple of groups that were involved in investigating this. But the long and short of it was that there appeared to be, and according to WordFence validated, that there were backdoors in a particular plugin made by Pipdig. And that backdoor allowed them to do things like completely kill your website. And then as another researcher discovered, also to turn your WordPress website into essentially a bot to participate in a DDoS. And this other researcher had discovered that her site was used to essentially DDoS another theme and WordPress product company. Wow. And this was a big, big deal. A lot of people reacted to this. The controversy is still ongoing. Again, WP Tavern's been really good at covering this story, getting into all the details, and kind of revealing everything. And so my personal advice is be informed and make the decision as you will. But it was really concerning for a lot of people to see those backdoors and those products and to think that, hey, look, my site is being used to DDoS other sites, or of course my the technology provider may have a backdoor that may let them do bad things. So definitely consider your technology stack if you're using some of those products in your stack. But again, this is, I think, one of the benefits of keeping up with what's going on in the ecosystem, because you don't always know if one piece of technology or the other might be surfacing in this way. And of course, this episode, the Word Around the Campfire stuff, is a great way to keep up with that.
Mm-hmm. And also, this is just more evidence of the open source community doing a good job protecting the community. And you know, some other vulnerabilities might be found in other software that just don't get fixed or really get the attention. Like the folks at the top of the chain want to just kind of like bury it rather than address it. But here in the WordPress community, we do hear a lot about hacks, but that's because we're more transparent. It's not because it happens more often. And these hacks do get fixed very quickly.
Yeah, and that's, of course, one of the key benefits of open source. There's so many eyes looking at that code, and the community is super quick to respond. Another couple of items I think that might be interesting for everyone. If you speak a language other than English, WordPress needs you. There is another WordPress Translation Day happening on May 11th. Google WordPress Translation Day to understand how you can contribute to help translating WordPress into your native tongue. Super helpful for, you know, supporting people all around the world and using WordPress. So it's a big deal there. Another piece of news from the last few weeks is Genesis, the WordPress theme framework, and that's owned by WP Engine. We've talked about that here on the show before, but we introduced what's called a one-click theme setup feature. Normally, I wouldn't go mention this particular feature, but this is so critical to the ecosystem. It really helps people launching new sites with themes get their demo content loaded and configured in seconds, which is huge for people setting up new sites. You've all have probably had that experience, like, my site doesn't look like the demo. So this was a key release for the Genesis framework. There's also a plugin and platform called Merlin, which kind of does the same thing. So it's really interesting to see a lot of product makers in the ecosystem helping to answer this challenge on how do we make WordPress easier for everyone. Another cool thing that happened the last few weeks, as many of you know, Automattic, the company behind WordPress.com and Jetpack and other products, is famous for their work from home approach. And part of that included building tools, and they released one of those tools to the public for everyone to use, and it's called Happy Tools, and it's a suite of things, but it's really to help manage those remote workforces. So in any case, lots of going on from the WordPress community, and really, really thankful for everyone listening today. I hope you learned something interesting. Again, this is your host, David Vogelpohl. I support the WordPress community through my role at WP Engine, and I love to bring the best of the community to you here every week on Press This.
The opinions expressed on this program are those of the guests and hosts and do not necessarily reflect those of WebmasterRadio.fm's management or sponsors. Any rebroadcast or redistribution without authorized consent of WebmasterRadio.fm is prohibited.